Well, following AT&T's big data hack, do you know what steps to take? Today, we're going to take a look. Stay tuned for Prudent Money. Bob Brooks, and you are listening to the Prudent Money Radio Show. Thank you so much for joining me today. You know I do appreciate it. Well, if you got a question for me, I want to make sure that you know where to go to ask that question. You go to prudentmoney.com. All your resources are there. Go to the Ask Bob section and or send it to info at prudentmoney.com, and I'll get it taken care of for you. If that's an easy question, we can get it taken down, we can get it taken care of with email. That's what we'll do. Though there's a lot of moving parts, some things that need to be discussed, not really great for email. You can always look on my calendar, take one of the slots, and we'll do a phone call. Now, there's no cost, there's no obligation to doing this. It's just our way of rolling out a ministry to help those of you who you've got questions. And that's been one of my biggest concerns. We've talked about the fiduciary standard and the rules that the Department of Labor are passing. Your resources from the standpoint of getting advice start to shrink as brokerage companies add these regulations into their system. It's an unfortunate situation, but that's the way it is. And so we are here for you, and all you have to do is just send an email or save some time on the calendar, and we'll get you taken care of. That's all at prudentmoney.com. Let's talk a little bit about debt and interest rates, because if you look at the debt statistics, I don't have them in front of me, but we've talked about it here just recently, you know that they are completely out of control. I mean, debt is a big problem. Personal debt, we're starting to see some of the categories of debt start to rise with defaults, people who are about to go into default. We're starting to see that rise. And it only makes sense when you look at where we are in the cycle of things. We talk about that and how things are playing out. There's a lot of people living off credit cards. And now they've gotten to a place where the debt is just unbearable. And I personally think, not wishing this to happen or anything like that, but I personally think that we're going to see an unprecedented number of people default on their credit cards because they just can't pay 24-25% interest rates and get this paid off. It's just it is absolutely impossible. So I think that the credit card companies have dug themselves a hole. I talked about this a couple of days ago. A client sent me an email stating that his Shell credit card had gone up to 34%. Fortunately, he doesn't use it, doesn't have a balance on it, but 34% interest rates. So once you get to the point to where you can't borrow anymore, and you're looking at all the debt, the whole goal is to get the interest rates down. That is the goal. And to make sure that you are getting plugged into a situation that makes sense, that's not what you might think it's one thing, but it's really another. There's a lot of companies in the debt solutions industry, which I talk about in my book, Deceptive Money, that are not out there to help you out. They're out there to take advantage of the situation. So you got to be very careful about where you go to for solutions. Now, having said that, the debt consolidation is a very attractive, very, very attractive option for those of you who have, especially for those of you who are writing minimum payment checks paying for maybe 6 or 7 credit cards, and you look at it each month, and you look at it and you go, wow, I wish that I was in a situation to where I could right, just do one transaction and it pays for everything. So, you know, debt consolidation is like it sounds. It's combining all your debt, paying all your debt off, and putting it on one new loan. Now, a true debt consolidation note is hard to get. I mean, you're going to, but there are companies who do personal loans. There's a lot of companies that have gotten into this business. The interest rates are still high, but at least they're lower and they're locked in than what you're probably paying now. But still, you have to have decent credit to get that type of thing. And the problem is, if you've got all that the debt and everything that goes along with it, that has knocked your credit score down. So it's kind of one of those things for where they provide a great option for those of you who need it, but they're placing, of course, emphasis on the credit scores and what your credit score is before they will actually loan the money. So that becomes kind of problematic. The real problem, though, comes down to companies who are advertising. There's a lot of companies doing this in the debt solutions business, but they're advertising they can do a debt consolidation loan for you, no problem. But it is far from a debt consolidation loan. And it is the, but you know, people get it. And I think it's one of those deals where human nature kicks in and they go, well, why, you know, the question is looming in the back of their mind. Why would this company give me a debt consolidation loan and this company wouldn't? And they make it sound so easy to get out of debt, and they're going to set this up to where my interest rates are cut in half, my debt's cut in half, I don't have to even pay it back. But it's kind of one of those things where they just suspend the thought on why this probably is not what they think it is, just because they wanted the debt to go away so very badly. And it's a real problem. But debt consolidation is the top reason why people take out personal loans. Online lending marketplace LendingTree reported that 54% of its users seek personal loans to pay down debt, including close to 41% for debt consolidation and around 14% for refinancing credit card debt. I would suggest that you could probably take all those categories and combine into debt consolidation loans. But it's a big deal. The ones you want to stay away from are the ones that tell you, you sit down or you go over the phone and you talk with them and they tell you all these wonderful things they're going to do for you, but they say before you do anything, you've got to let debt go. You have to default on your debt. If you have anybody tell you that, and I'll tell you what's disturbing to me is I saw an article on CNBC who supposedly is a credible news source, and this article suggested that the person in debt defaults. I mean, they were supporting these companies. Got a real big, anyway, I won't get into all that, but that's, you just have to be careful. Don't watch something on, or see something on this that is associated with CNBC and just automatically think it's good advice or it's credible. But they want you to let the debt go. They want you to default on the debt. They want you to pay your whatever agreed upon new premium to them for the first 12 months or 24 months. And then they tell you that this is going to keep you from getting sued. This is going to keep you from having problems. That is not true. If a credit card company, if you all of a sudden default on a credit card company and say you're not going to pay anymore, they can sue you. Regardless of what this debt consolidation company, remember, one that's acting like they're a debt consolidation company, a true debt consolidation company, once again, is one that gives you a note that has a time period for you to pay the debt off and has a locked-in interest rate. That is a true debt consolidation loan, not this what these companies are offering. So just be really careful and keep in mind that you're looking for, the whole goal is to look for lowering those interest rates. That's critical. And then on top of that, a locked-in date that you know over the next 5 years, if you pay this amount of money, you're going to be done. That's exactly what you want to be doing. And the companies that do personal loans, I would definitely check into that and see if that makes sense and see if they'll take you. And if they will, that kind of solves the problem. Now, does that mean you're going to have a real low interest rate? Depends on your credit. Most of the time, I would say you'd probably be going from 22, 23% down to something like 16, 17, 18%. But if you can get it reduced, get one single payment on a monthly basis and know exactly when it's paid off, to me, it makes complete sense to look into it. And there's, like I said, there's probably five or six main companies that do these personal loans. But just make sure you know what the real deal is and not somebody who's pretending to do a debt consolidation loan, because it can make a bad situation even worse for you if you get into the wrong program. I've come across the contracts in research for my book, Deceptive Money, and I would consider them to be fraudulent because of all the lies they put on these, misrepresentations they put on these contracts. So just make sure you get the right one. Hey, this is Bob Brooks. We are up against a break. Stick around because we'll be right back. Hi, this is Bob Brooks, host of the Prudent Money Radio Show. You know, marriage and money can be a toxic combination. The best way to avoid arguments over money is to practice this principle: show grace unless you are perfect. We all make financial mistakes. Treat your spouse with grace and love versus making them wrong and yourself right. Listen to the Prudent Money Radio Show on Bible School Radio 91.3. Prudent Money, the home of the modern day steward movement.
This is Rob Randall, your host and teacher of the Invisible War radio program. The Invisible War is the study of God's Word on how to walk in Christ's victory in the spiritual battles we face against the powers of darkness. Join me every Sunday morning at 9, right here on KDKR and KYJC in Commerce, your station for life.
Hi, I'm Jill Taylor, inviting you to join me each Saturday morning at 11 o'clock for Choose Life Radio. You'll hear people from across America sharing their stories of faith, forgiveness, redemption, and restoration. Choose Life Radio will encourage you to fully appreciate the gift of life. You may also find help for you or a friend in need. So please join me Saturday mornings at 11 o'clock right here on Bible School Radio 91.3.
Welcome back. This is Bob Brooks, and you are listening to the Prudent Money Radio Show. Thank you so much for joining me today. You know I do appreciate it. A couple ways to get your questions answered through the website, prudentmoney.com. You'll go to the Ask Bob section. You can send an email. I'll get you taken care of myself. If you need more than just an email because it's a complex situation, you have more than one question, you can always go to my calendar, pick a spot, and we'll have a phone conference, get you taken care of that way. There's no cost. There's no obligation. It's all there as a part of Prudent Money and what we're rolling out and doing, trying to provide for you, the listener. And that's all at the website, www.prudentmoney.com. Okay, did you know, and I hate to admit to this, but the news releases just aren't what they used to be concerning identity theft. But AT&T announced, and I believe it was last Saturday or the Saturday before, that 73 million people's accounts were compromised in a data breach. Now, you can only imagine how many customers and I don't know if 73 million is all their customers, or I would think there's more. But they've got a lot of information sitting on their servers or wherever, or the cloud or wherever they have their information stored. 73 million people. And what's interesting to me about that, and I always use the Home Depot as really one of the first big data breaches that that happened back in the early, I think it was probably about 6 or 7, 8 years ago. And I believe they had like 65, 66 million people that had their information compromised. Now, that was all over the front page news. That was all, you know, if you went to a Yahoo, you went to a Yahoo.com, and that was on the front page that this big data breach had occurred. And it was concerning. It was very, very concerning. Today, I didn't see anything of initial announcement of AT&T. You know, also, it's very interesting that they do it on a Saturday where most people are probably not as glued to the news as they are during the weekday, because they kind of disengage over the weekend. So pretty smart for a company like AT&T to do it to where they get the least amount of blowback. But it did happen, and so you might be thinking, well, I don't want to give my information. I want to protect my information. That's got to be the normal response to anything when it comes to these data breaches. But so many people act as if that, this won't happen to me. I don't need to take the steps I need to take. You could not be, that is absolutely the furthest from the truth that you need to follow in protecting your information. It's so very important, because I want you to think of it this way. There's 327 million people on our, that are in the United States. Of those amounts of people, you could take out kids and infants whoever they count that are not going to have information in a data breach. And so it brings that 327 million down a lot. 73 million people is a good chunk of that. And if you look over the past 4 or 5 years, you had Experian, which is a credit reporting agency, which is huge, had, I think, 122 million. You had several of the big retailers have data breaches. You had the IRS have a data breach. And major theft or personal information being compromised, it's a conclusion that you could come down to is that your information, my information, everybody's information is probably out there already. Is that possible? Well, all you got to do is add up the numbers and see that, yes, that is possible. So it really does come down to protecting yourself. And a Wallet Hub came out with a list that they put together to tell people the steps to take. So let's talk through this. This is the first one: sign up for 24/7 credit monitoring. Absolutely. This is, I'm a big advocate of credit monitoring. Even if you have a credit freeze, which we'll talk about here in just a second, I still would have a credit monitoring account with one of the big credit monitoring services. The way that works is that if somebody attempts to open up an account in your name, then they immediately notify you, and you can stop the process as quickly as you respond to the alert. So credit monitoring, very, very important. You can see them credit monitoring coming in all types of prices on a monthly basis. If you have the ability to see all three credit reports, it's going to be the most expensive. What I suggest is don't worry so much about seeing the credit reports and kind of pay for that service once in a while, maybe a couple of times a year just to check things out. But the fact that you've got credit monitoring, they're going to alert you if something is wrong, that's huge, and you want to have that set up. Enable two-factor authentication. Change your password on your AT&T account and enable two-factor authentication. Then proceed to enable two-factor authentication on your email and financial accounts. This will make it harder for fraudsters to infiltrate other aspects of your life. Very true. Good piece of advice. Their third one is a freeze is better than an alert. I would totally agree. The way the laws are set up now, you can call or you can go online and freeze and lock up your credit reports, meaning that nobody, if anybody tries to check, they can't get in. They give you a code, and that code is what you use to unlock the freeze on your credit reports if you're trying to get credit. Let's see here. Never respond to unsolicited requests for information. I bet you I get two or three or four of these a day in my email, in my inbox. And it's in a situation where a company's wanting that maybe I've done business with in the past. They make it sound like that you purchased something, whatever. They create a sense of urgency for you to click through. Once you've done it, the damage is done. So if you can, roll over the top of the name of the individual who sent it to you, and you'll see that it's some bogus email address that has nothing to do with what they're talking about in their email. But the bottom line is never respond to a email or a phone call or anything like that that reaches out to you. Always hang up the phone or don't go through the email. Call yourself and see if it is something you need to respond to. You've got to be careful, because identity theft and the attempts at identity theft are absolutely enormous right now. And I think we get lazy. Let's see what else they've got here. Well, that's really the main things. I mean, I think that it's just important to be aware and to be checking your accounts, be making sure that if there's an alert that you respond to it. And, you know, here's the thing is that I was talking to a client one time, and it was a situation where they got an alert, and it was for some type of, it was DirecTV, telling them that someone had opened up an account at DirecTV. They kind of blew it off, didn't put it off for another day to check into, because who wants to go through the process? I get that. And then they go check their inbox, and they have a welcome message from AT&T, from DirecTV. And then they check in on it, and they find, and then they get a bill that the person watched the DirecTV, I guess, for the first 30 days and did pay his bill. And then they got the notice, and the bill was in my client's name. And what a mess that started and that they had to go through at this point. But it took them, they estimated it took them 42 hours of their time to get, even though they didn't, and this is in another city, it was like Kansas City or something, they could prove they'd never lived there, but it still took 42 or so hours of their time to get this squared away and taken care of, when if they would have reacted immediately, probably could have stopped it dead in their tracks. So there you have it. Bottom line is, take this stuff seriously, be careful with it, and make sure that your personal information is protected to the best of your ability. Hey, this is Bob Brooks. If you got a question for me, please go to the website and prudentmoney.com. You know the website. And send it in, because we are all out of time. Till we do meet again next time, keep the faith and have a great rest of the day.
That's all the time we have for today. Questions or comments for Bob, or to find out more great information like what you've just heard, visit www.prudentmoney.com. Be sure to join Bob Brooks again for the next edition of Prudent Money.